Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Every moment is the beginning of the journey. When you wake up, there is no end point called enlightenment. There's just this closeness. This intimacy of connection. No one to defend. I think many of you have found that opening this, what we call the transformative movement of being, is a natural, mysterious movement. And what we learn really, if you want to say it from the human perspective, is how to let it move in the direction it's moving. How to step out of the way. How to let go of control. The control of knowing. The control of believing. Because we know that that holding on, that attachment is just our human nature that wants to survive and be comfortable. And that's not a problem. That doesn't need to be eliminated or gotten rid of or asceticized. Is that a word? I just invented it. I just invented that. We'll starve it, you know, we'll deny it, you know. We'll prevent it from having human fulfillment, and then it will merge with God or something. We're already merged with God. That doesn't need to happen. That's what we are. We just simply need to let the veil of the illusion be seen through and await, and this awareness that we are, this presence, is the way. It's literally the light of transformation. It guides us and it heals us and it transforms us. So it's the essential energy of the movement. And being here, coming together like this, can help it along. Not by understanding how it's working or how you should be or how you are and doing all the comparative stuff, but by just finding out how to slow down, and be here. Not by trying to be here, but by letting go of everything else that wants something else. Because being here is effortless. It's comfortable, it's balanced, it's open. And everything else is just some weather pattern working itself out through your body, through your mind, through your emotional body. That's all. So feelings, thoughts, sensations, energies, whatever. Kriyas, Kundalini, you know, all that stuff. Just working itself out. It's clearing the channels. Little did you know what you're getting yourself into. But don't fool yourself into thinking you had a choice. I don't think anybody climbs this precipice if they have a choice. You find yourself here when it's the obvious movement in all the ways that it brings us here. I was certainly forced into it, I'd say. Young. So, if there's anything you need to think about, maybe simply ask yourself a question. Is there anything that's preventing me from being fully here now? Well, that ache in my back, that anxiety in my heart, the indigestion in my gut. What she said to me, what he did. I forgot tonight was the Oscars. Damn it. Never would have come here if I'd known that. At least I could be entertained. And bring attention to whatever that is. Not attention that's expecting, comparing, judging, manipulating, but attention that is simply available, loving, compassionate, patient, forgiving, tender. It's okay you're having those feelings. It's okay you're having that regret, that pain in your heart, whatever it is. Not that you like it, obviously, but that it just simply is asking you to be here for it right now. Whatever it is that's present. And if you need to, give yourself some space in your attention. This is a nice big room. So let your attention fill the whole space, at least. And you can go beyond the walls if you need to, way beyond them. Give yourself all the space you need, because our attention is limitless. Our life force, this presence that we are, that is animating this form called body, is infinite and undying. And as you drop into it, you experience bliss and love and joy like you've never had before. And you can experience feeling unbelievably high. You know, it's, I don't know about how you feel about this, but many people feel it's nice to know that in some way, in some sense, you're not responsible for this happening, for this transformation happening. And I think this is important to get. Because on a human level, for survival, we're very oriented towards being responsible. It's very much a part of our survival function. But this deeper opening, this awakening into the fullness of our whole being, the individual separate self is not responsible for that. That would be like believing you were responsible for the earth going around the sun. Like, well, I better get up early today and start cranking it. It would be that crazy. But we do feel responsible. I hear it all the time. Oh, I'm not very spiritual, or I'm not meditating. And, you know, and I got angry. So what? I was a human being for a minute. I thought they allowed that at Berkeley. I thought that was... thought that was a requirement. Just remembering Mario Savio at dinner. Probably, you may not know who he was, but he was the sort of the spokesperson for the free speech movement here in the 60s. I was living across the bay in Burlingame. I remember it well. Anyway. Free speech, that's great. Being able to express your truth, now that is important. You know, whatever your truth is right now, even if you think it isn't the right expression, it is that you need to be able to put it out there so it's really heard, so it's really listened to, so you can begin to feel whole as a person. And in that, you'll open. So our human process is very much connected to and works in sync with the transformative process. They work together, of course, because they're not separate. We have our part to do, the human part, absolutely. And you could say you're responsible for that. Okay, you could. But how it unfolds and the so-called result are not in your hands. That's not in our knowing. That's not in our ability to comprehend. So slowly over time, you begin to develop trust in nature, just like you do with your plants. You know? sure, you fertilize the soil appropriately and you put things where they're going to grow, where they have a good chance of growing. And then you trust, you know in some deep way. Just like you don't think about whether you're going to keep breathing. I remember as a kid, I was afraid. I remember at some point before I went to sleep, I may probably told my mom, what if I forget how to breathe? I was freaked out about it. It sounds silly, but, you know, there's a trust. You have so much trust all the time. That's it. You can feel it. You can feel yourself dropping into openness right now. You can feel it in the space here. A deeper expansion. That's it. When that's in the foreground, give it your attention, that's all. Open to that openness. And eventually it will be here all the time. Without any effort, without any thought about it. Stop trying to be here. Just be here. That's all. You may be thinking, I knew he was going to say all of that. That's what I thought he was going to say. When you arrive here fully, you will hear it for the first time, each time. And even though I've seen you before, I am seeing you for the first time. And it's like we're in love. I dig it. So if you have any questions, raise your hand, I'll call on you, and there's a chair up here in the front with a microphone. The real teaching, as I'm sure you probably know, is not in the words. It's the words are within it, actually. And that resonant field is here in the silence. Or in the speaking, too. Yeah. And the other thing to say about questions, since I haven't met all of you, is that, you know, there's a kind of question that's just, let's say, information gathering, you know, Google search. You could Google search, how do I get enlightened? That'd be interesting. Link that to the website. No, I'm just kidding. But the questioning is expressing your truth of the condition, whether it's a statement or a question, and to sit in that unknowing. So when you come up here for a question, unless you want some specific help or feedback around your meditation practice or something like that, you know, or to get a read on what you might not be tuning into in your unconscious emotional body, which is fine, we can
try to help with that. But there's a kind of willingness to come up here and just put your cards on the table, not like running your story. That's not what that is. But it's more that I can't, this one is like, this is the bottom line here. And you put it out there. Boom. And that question has power to transform. So it's offering it in the space of unconditional listening. That's what dialogue here is. It's not Dharma battle. Or, well, they said blah, blah, and you're saying blah, blah, and I don't know what you're talking about. We have that on another night. I don't attend that. Okay.
Hi,
Jim. Hi.
So I'm just trying to sort of check in a little bit
sure.
about my where I'm at with the journey. Mm-hmm. So about a year ago, I was at an intensive with you, and there was quite an opening happening. And since then, I'm experiencing a lot of that, I guess what's called spacious open awareness. So I go in and out.
Yeah. Whatever.
But it's funny, though, when you're there, you say, oh, that's all it is. I mean, you know, it feels kind of...
I know.
What's the big deal about it? So, yeah, but... But, you know, when you're not really feeling it, then it is a big deal.
True.
So, and...
well put.
So, but I have memories back 20 years ago and maybe about 10 years ago when I had a first time Vipassana 10-day course, and I experienced a much different... It almost feels like a deeper experience... of not existing anymore. So there was no more me. There was no more reference point. I felt like I was dead. No longer here or whatever. It was completely, it scared me. There was no bliss in it. It was opposite. I ran. I just wanted out of this. I was so scared to be in that state. So, and that was, again, like 20 years ago. And so when I sort of compare it to my feeling of open spaciousness, I feel there is a deeper level still waiting.
Oh, that's a belief that's in the way.
Okay, I see. So it's just some,
we
know,
go through
a struggle
opening,
in me.
Yeah, we go through openings that can be really powerful at the time.
Yeah,
but then there's an integration that happens, and when there are more openings that happen, often they can be much more subtle.
I see. Okay, I'm feeling this is part.
Yeah, and the fact that you were terrified and running away. My question is, well, who was terrified if there wasn't anybody? You see what I'm saying? It wasn't complete.
I'm totally.
Was a depth, but that's what the personal experience is like that. But when you're living in the openness, there's not that problem.
Yeah. So, but there is almost this reference to that, and I'm struggling with this
a lot.
Yeah.
I see.
And one more thing.
Well, there's a belief here.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what you want to look at. Mm-hmm. And I would say right now, stop. You've said plenty. And let's just sit together.
Yeah.
And feel, just open up your, that's it. And just let yourself feel, let yourself sense this wanting or something. There's some grasping going on here. Okay, that's it. Right there. I can feel you opening right now. That's how I know you're aware of it, because you're starting to open. As soon as we bring attention to the condition, opening will naturally, immediately happen. Okay? Good. This is it. Period. Follow this. Even if it's a feeling, even if it's a grief, because a lot of times the opening is preceded by physical manifestation, which it could be emotion, energy, all that kind of stuff.
It's a strong pull. It pulls me.
I know, I can feel it.
And it's this, yeah.
I know, right. It's okay. Just let it be. It's doing what it needs to do. Don't interpret it. You see, you're going back going, well, I had this experience 20 years ago and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I understand those thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
You're happening. It's happening right now. Okay. What happened then got you here?
Yes.
We don't go backwards.
It's all...
Life doesn't, you know, the flower doesn't go back in the bud.
Yeah.
Only in reverse photography. And that's very cool to see that, actually.
I wonder why the struggle is there.
It's it's still the part that's afraid.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, that's all. And you can't push the river through the fear. This doesn't work that way. There you go, now there's grief, too.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Mm. So that's just let that stuff move. Doesn't matter how many tears, doesn't matter how much you have to scream, your rage or whatever it is. Because people have a whole range of stuff like that.
Mm.
That's okay. That's just what needs to move. Okay? Well, let's just sit together here. So that you're not running from it, distracting yourself away from this.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now you're here. See? I know when you're here, and I know when you're not. I'm Santa. No. Sorry, I couldn't help that. I don't know where that came from. Some crazy humor comes through this thing. Some people close to me know about that. Okay. That's right. Stay right here. See, no judgment or blame about it. Just, that's what mindfulness of practice is about. Oh, I'm off again, come back. You know, that's that. This is just a deeper level of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is terrified of the infinite until they become the infinite. It just works that way. You know, I went over that waterfall. I went over that precipice. I thought I could push it. I thought if I got more power, more Shakti, you know, the whole thing. I've been through the whole nine yards. But I realized that it was going to happen when it was time, not when I wanted it or when I thought I could orchestrate it. Good. Good. Now you're getting more here. Now I'm feeling your heart more.
Yeah.
See, now more of you is showing up. Mm-hmm. And when we show up more and more of us shows up, and it can bring up all kinds of stuff. People go, wow, God, I'm feeling all this sexual energy. It's just, whoa. You know, I mean, all kinds of stuff can happen. I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying. But it happens.
No.
We're human beings. We're we're vibrant beings, critters.
Mm.
All kinds of things can happen.
Mm.
See, now you're really getting here, aren't you? This is it. And there is some healing going on here. There's grieving. Whatever that is, doesn't matter. You don't need to know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there may be a part of you that does, and that's in the way.
Mm.
The heart knows what it's doing.
Mm.
The body knows what it's doing. Can you imagine if for one second we had to run this thing? We'd be dead. It'd be over. Talk about trust. Seriously. Yeah, that's it. I'm just here to help you arrive fully.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
my job, is to help you come into this moment, into this fullness, completely, as much as you can right now. Yeah. So it was a little bit of like, it's like training wheels or something.
Mm.
Right? Good. Mm. And why would you want to hold back this? See? Because it's your love.
Yeah.
Don't think. Come here. Thinking is an escape route.
Yeah, I know. It wants to.
Thinking is an escape route for most people.
Yeah.
It's a big, and now we've got the internet. Oh my God. I mean, I'm constantly honking at people at green lights who are sitting there. Sometimes I'm that person. No. And they honk at me. I go, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. Yeah. There's no exit. Nice. See, now you're here for yourself, deeply, in a way that maybe you never have been, and that's what's needed. And many of us have been abandoned, have been abused, have been neglected, have been misunderstood, have been hurt. Many of us, most of us. And all of that wants to be healed as a human. That all wants to be healed. And this is the healing of it right now. See? So it's not just merging with the divine. That's groovy. You know, that's great. And that's the perspective then that lets this integrate, the human conditional dynamics, fully integrate and heal. See how you're just dropping more, opening more into being? This is it. This is the way. So any ideas about blah, blah, experience, whenever, that's just a sidetrack. That's just some mental escape route.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's happening. Good. Very good. Now, don't let yourself fool yourself so much. Yeah, if anything, see the humor in it. Oh, look, there's my mind going off again on its trip. That's what I do. I think my mind cracks me up. It's like, oh, I can't believe I thought that.
No, I feel, yeah, I can drop myself much easier than it used to be. So it's,
well, good. Well, right on.
But this help is, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is for.
Like,
that's why I had my teachers, and that's why I'm here to help out in the same way. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Thanks very much. That was really enjoyable. Hi.
I feel like my question's more nonverbal.
Sure.
Like, I just really wanted as much help, I guess, as possible, if you have anything.
Sure, sure. What are you aware of right now?
Speaking in front of a crowd, kind of like nervousness.
Sure, sure. Why don't you separate your feet and see if that helps? That's it. Maybe just take a nice deep breath. Everyone can take a breath and clear the space there. Just let that go. Just let it go. Yeah.
I feel like some of my deepest fears is if I let go totally, I'm going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or I find myself usually in those situations where if I just let go right now, like that could have really negative consequences, I guess. It feels like I'd be a burden to other people, is a sense that I get, that somehow I could be incapacitated.
Oh, okay. Often that's a natural fear that comes up. You're opening more right now. Can you feel that? Yeah, let's just make eye contact. That's good. What are you sensing right now?
Peace.
Do you feel open?
Yeah. Good. I feel very good. I guess another problem I kind of have is I feel really guilty about money. There's kind of lots of that. It's been really deep in my life, just a really deep, just spending money, having money, giving money, any money.
We can take care of that problem.
Right? Okay.
We have a special committee for that. It's an awful problem. But no, it can be a burden, actually. You know that? It can be. It's true. Now, what is it that's coming up for you around that?
It's like a fear, just kind of like making money isn't like spiritual, I guess is what it feels like.
No, you have to be penniless.
I just feel that whenever I'm doing work, like I feel like, oh, I'm just doing it for the money. But I don't want, so it makes it kind of like not enjoyable. If I'm doing work for free, it's pretty nice. Like I enjoy it. I feel like I'm contributing. But somehow if I get involved with money, it just kind of feels...
Something alienating in that.
Yeah, it just feels like really difficult. It's been... My whole life, it's been that way.
Money is very... I mean, the whole money thing is... I haven't really talked about that a lot. It can be very loaded. That was a bad pun. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was... I have to tweet that one, I think. Well, what you see, it doesn't matter what the stuff is that's coming up, the fear of being incapacitated or, you know, burdening others or the burden of money, whatever it is. It's like anything like that is what you get to be with right here, is what is moving through. So all of those so-called identities are unwinding. See, right now I can feel that your field is opening up. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful that you get how to let that happen. Okay? And then all this other stuff is going to move in that process. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Can you feel right now that you're a little more open?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So that's what I was saying earlier, that it's bringing up, that coming up here and offering something isn't about, you know, having an argument.
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever. But it's about offering one's own truth. And in that, something starts to shift and release. Right. Just like it is right now. Beautiful. You're really opening up now. You feel that?
Yeah.
Great. So that's what I'd call transmutation. it's like you made an offering of those conditions, and they naturally, by their own nature, went back into openness. So the conditional becomes unconditional. That's what they mean in Zen when they say form is emptiness. That's what that means. The relative and the absolute are one. Perfect example right here. Any fear now?
No.
That's great.
It just has a tendency to come up when I'm just about to make a purchase, do something with money. I almost don't even think about money usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we can work on that whenever that happens. You know, we can be in the space when that's happening to see what else is going on there, to see what else needs to move. Or you'll find out yourself what's moving through you.
Right.
What, you know, conditional stuff is being precipitated and released.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good to see you, Brady.
Yeah.
Brandy, no.
Brady.
Brady, I did remember. Okay.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm Thomas. Yeah, I think part of the anxiousness I have right now is a bit of a longing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I get, my history is doing a lot for other people,
mm-hmm,
instead of doing something for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's even what I think other people want, as opposed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I operated many times in the past, and I kept getting farther and farther away from myself, further and further away.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a history of wanting to come back home. And through this work, there's been, you know, a lot of attention and momentum around that, around coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you said earlier that it's not up to us,
mm-hmm,
necessarily. I'm using your, paraphrasing your,
yeah,
words, but that, you know, someone else is in charge of maybe bringing me back home. I guess that's where there's just, I've always been afraid of what I really wanted, you know. Like my deepest desire and,
mm-hmm,
what I really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sense this is what, you know, a lot of my longing has been around, and what I really want is I just want to be back home.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand. So feel that. That's right. Just feel that longing right now. And that's it. Yeah. Allowing that longing is opening you into returning home right now. That's beautiful. What do you... You're more open right now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a... this longing has been a dear,
yeah,
friend.
It's
of mine.
Exactly. It's the mojo that's moving you into home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's, you understand how it works.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, I really feel your heart.
There's been a lot of there's been a lot of really deep feelings around this.
I can tell.
And yeah, I'm just really connected to that little boy.
Sure.
And the young man.
Mm-hmm.
And me today.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we've all wanted the same thing.
It's really amazing as more and more parts of ourselves reintegrate, you might say. Integrate, maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of integration going on.
It's wonderful. Because we become fully human in this awakening. Mm. That's the amazing thing. Nothing is excluded. Everything is included. That's the great news, actually.
Yeah.
Then the meaning of life really is obvious. It's to live it fully right now.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome home.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I'd make it.
I understand that one.
I'm really grateful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Great pleasure.
I didn't think I had a question, but the way you phrased the opportunity, it was like just to put it out on the table and
beautiful.
Whatever comes up. I've seen into the seamlessness of it all very recently, and
I could feel that.
And there's almost a bit of like a humorous outrage in it all. It's like, I can't believe that we get conditioned to move away from that. I mean,
right.
And then there's the not seeing it in the mind coming in, and there's so much thinking coming in,
mm-hmm.
and just this pounding headache this whole weekend, and
you're just opening.
Yeah, with the headache and other physical symptoms, it's felt kind of like not opening. It's felt like a lot of like.
Well, it takes a while for this body to, you know, to actually integrate this on a cellular level. That can take time.
Yeah, and yeah.
That's why, you know, us humans figured out things like meditation and things a long time ago to begin to get the body ready to really treat it as a kind of sanctuary and as a vehicle for the change. Otherwise, it can really cause a lot of symptoms. You know?
Yeah.
Many people, I mean, I work with a lot of people who are dealing with all kinds of sort of side effects of intensive flows of energy and openings happening.
Right.
Yeah. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's really difficult.
Yeah. Part of it is also kind of feeling like there's only so far that I'm going into the depth of it.
Like you should go further?
Yeah. I mean, there's
yeah, I know that. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier when I talked about my own process. I thought I could, you know, push it or, you know, right. sit harder, longer,
right.
you know, get more Shakti from the more powerful guru thing, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And yeah, right. You're happening. I'm just here to, I don't know, to. I can feel that it's happening for you. And I can also feel the holding back. No blame about that. It's not your fault. It's not you didn't do anything wrong. There's no misunderstanding. It has nothing to do with that. It's oh, now you're opening more. Could you feel that? Something needed to be heard there that just came through here. Because a lot of this is just channeling. It's not some talk that... Never mind. So yes, you are deeply opening without question, and there are the parts that are not ready or afraid or threatened or whatever by it. Or there may be movements internally that aren't ready to be allowed yet.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's the confusing part, because there's this... It must be that there's something that's not ready, otherwise it would be opening. But at the same time, I don't feel like something's not ready, you know?
That's okay. I agree. I think you're doing great. I think you're right on track. That's why I often highly recommend infinite patience.
Yeah.
Because it's not in our time frame and our, you know, in this realm, there is no time frame.
Right.
It's the end of time.
Yeah.
Actually. It's groovy. I mean, it's great. Enjoy what you can. If it's some stuff comes up, I mean, take a couple of Motrin. You know what I mean? If I had a raging headache, I would. Or get acupuncture, you know, whatever.
Right. I mean, the other side of that is, like, is it a call to maybe like go into that feeling?
It could be. This is where you, this is also what I don't know how familiar you are with what I share out there, but this is where I recommend experimenting and being creative and not having some set protocol or conclusions about how it's supposed to go or what someone else told you it's supposed to be like or how it's supposed to work. Check it out. You can't go wrong.
Right.
You can't make mistakes on this path. No such thing.
Right.
Yeah, you learn the way everyone learns, the hard way. That's the way it works. We don't learn if it isn't the hard way, I don't think. I didn't, and I must be a slow learner because I didn't learn the easy way. I don't know about the easy way. This is the easy way, the direct path. Once you plug in, once you're aware of awareness as you are, that's like a homing device. That's a homing device, so to speak. I mean, I'll put device in quotes. It's the force that brings us back. There, see it? Right there, you feel that? It's like a gravitational force field. And that's why they say surrender, because it is like letting go into this amazing support of nurturing and healing and transformation and love. I mean, before I had the transformation that I had, I lived this life feeling abandoned. That was my primary wounding. Mm-hmm. And after I realized I was never abandoned. It didn't deny the history of what happened, but the energy of it wasn't there anymore. That identity was not limiting anymore. So you begin to appreciate, like the last fellow who was up here, how it works, how the arising of the conditional actually facilitates opening into the unconditional, rather than something to finish, get rid of, move through. See what I'm saying? Mm. No. You get to a point where the human conditional stuff is not a problem at all.
Mm. Well, it can't be if it's all, you know, if it's seamless, it's all this,
it's
made of the same stuff.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It includes everything.
There's a subtlety to the whatever is arising that it's almost like it gets missed or something. And
that's right. We often looking for the big experience, but actually it gets really subtle.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It could be the sparkle of a tiny soap bubble when you're washing dishes and you're in bliss all of a sudden. Seriously. Nice. Okay. You can feel how you're opening right now, how you're allowing it. And then notice what isn't allowing it. That's all. Just gently be aware of what is in the way.
That's what's subtle, too. Because it's on a feeling level. It's not on a knowing level.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But right now, my sense of you is you're opening right now. So however you're paying attention right now is actually allowing. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Thank you.
You're really welcome. Thank you so much. Okay, so we have a little bit of time to sit in silence. Okay, and then I'll have a couple of things to share at the end. Sometimes our body or our minds or our hearts need help to let go of some reactivity that may be triggered, some fear, some irritation, some anger, whatever, longing. And the breath is a beautiful tool to explore if you haven't, or to play with if you have, to try different approaches of just nice, full breaths, releasing the exhales and just letting go, you know? Even in an exhale, there's a kind of quiet expression of movement, of release. So, I'm just really touched by how beautiful the depth of your process is and how you're really discovering this amazing return to home. And it's a great pleasure to be here with you and to really deeply connect. Even though I may not have met you or know you, it's amazing to have this incredible intimacy. And I I really encourage you to find out how to trust that you are being guided deeply. It's our nature. It's not something that you have to believe in or be conditioned to know. It's actually very much what we are. So I want to thank you so much for being here tonight, and for those who came up and shared, it was awesome. And for those who were just being in the space, opening and really transforming as well, even in the silence of your being there. Anyway, I just want to bring us back for a moment before we wander. Being able to, you know, set your guidance system to bring you back, right, to this moment, to this beingness, is really the refinement that happens. And as people have shared, that movement can become very subtle. And I think really the essence of allowing that movement is the willingness to not know how it's going or how what's happening. There is a kind of wonder in it all that's ongoing. So may your journey be amazing and fulfilling, and I hope to see you soon. In the meantime, take great care of yourself. Happy trails. Thank you.